Innisfail. The Stanley Cup's visit to town last week is being hailed as a thrilling and memorable success, but it's also a huge financial boost for local minor hockey. Almost $11,000 was raised by the Rotary Club of Innisfail, Innisfail Minor Hockey Association, IMHA, and through a silent auction during the day and evening of Innisfail's Stanley Cup Day on August 8. Tammy Thompson, past president of the Rotary Club of Innisfail, said the service club's barbecue for the event outside the Innisfail Twin Arena raised $3,100 for the Innisfail Minor Hockey Association and the Larry Reed Memorial Coaching Development Fund. The latter was created in 2017 by the 1962-63 Innisfail Pontiacs Midget Hockey Team to create a legacy fund that supports coach development within the IMHA. Darren Black, executive director with IMHA, said there was a donation box inside the arena for citizens who came in to have their photo taken with the Stanley Cup and Ray Bennett, the former Innisfailian and now assistant coach of the Colorado Avalanche who brought the hallowed hockey trophy to town. The donation box raised more than $1,800. Bennett told the Alberton on August 10 that the silent auction raised a total of $5,895, which brought the grand total to $10,795. I think we're going to ask that it all goes to the Larry Reed Memorial Fund. The Innisfail Minor Hockey Association is now administering all of that, so that seems to be the way to make it the cleanest, said Bennett. I haven't talked to them yet about it, but that's what I was thinking. Both Thompson and Black praised the volunteerism spirit of the community who stepped up to support Innisfail's memorable day with the Stanley Cup, despite having short notice it was coming to town. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event, right? I mean, isn't that what every kid dreams of? Said Thompson, whose service club regularly puts on free barbecues at community events, but Stanley Cup Day was a unique challenge. But it is such an exciting event and such a once-in-a-lifetime one that when we brought it to Rotary and passed it on to our members, families and friends, everybody was on board. It's just such a unique once-in-a-lifetime event and nobody wanted to miss it. Thompson said Rotary was able to get support from 6 sponsors to host the free barbecue outside the front of the arena. Those sponsors included Antler Hill Veterinary Services, Central Alberta Co-op, Day Dental, Evans Law Office, EQUS, and Palliser Chevrolet. She said barbecues were provided by Bilton Welding and Manufacturing, EQUS and local Rotarian Mark Jejina. Thompson said Rotary was also supported by 21 volunteers for the barbecue, which offered hamburgers, hot dogs, chips and water. I would say we probably served about 800 people with meals. I'm estimating that there was probably about 1,500 people that came through and we served about 800, said Thompson. We had many people that asked if they could make donations, but the barbecue itself was free to everyone. She said the barbecue wrapped up at around 2 p.m. and then Rotarians and volunteers attended a photo session with the Stanley Cup and Bennett. Thompson said Rotary will have a check presentation at an upcoming service club meeting, but the date has not yet been set. Black said Stanley Cup Day was made extra special by the 34 young hockey players from the IMHA who came early in the morning to march in the Main Street Parade in their jerseys for the Stanley Cup procession. They wanted their jersey. They wanted to put their jerseys on, which was great for Innisfail Minor Hockey, and they were just excited to be in the parade. You could tell in the parade, said Black. They got spaced out a little bit, but the little ones were running up behind the Stanley Cup as it was going down Main Street. He added the excitement of having hockey's holy grail in town was also infectious for the grown-ups, as it triggered a spirit of volunteerism within the association, including 12 IMHA board members and others. Everybody volunteered to make it a go. Parents of kids stepped up to control and monitor the donation box and run the silent auction, said Black. We even had one grandparent and one of our referees that volunteered as well. Editor's note. This article has been updated to reflect the correct team that Ray Bennett is an assistant coach with.